before we get into this week's episode, mark your calendars for May 4th this year for the North Atlantic Beer Mile at Waterfront Fest in Wheeling, West Virginia. From live DJs, live band performances, retail vendors, a Kentucky Derby watch party, great food, and great fun, this event kicks off the summer's festival season. From 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., Waterfront Fest is an all-day event that includes the first annual North Atlantic Beer Mile, hosted by us, the Pine Room Studios. Take part in this epic race where competitors are tasked to drink a 10-ounce beer before the first and after each subsequent mile for a total of 4 beers and 4 quarter miles. Runners can participate solo and take on the workload for themselves, or with the help of 3 other friends, you can split the workload and work as a team. We highly encourage crazy and wacky outfits, and being that it's Star Wars Day, the Kentucky Derby, and the day before Cinco de Mayo, why not dress up? Go to waterfronthall.com/fest to register and know that a portion of the proceeds are going to 3 deserving charities in the Ohio Valley: the Road Home Animal Project, Helping Heroes, and Augusta Levy. Get ready for an absolutely epic event, the North Atlantic Beer Mile, May 4th at Waterfront Fest. All right, hello everyone. Welcome to the Pine Room Podcast, episode 102. Myself, Coach, Jeff, Jarrett, or Chris. Coach, Jesus. I have him on the mind.
Is he incognito?
We just about him. Chris, and I'm used to the radio announcing anymore, but Chris is here.
Hello.
And Jeff and Jarrett, we're here talking. We were just talking about some fun weekend activities that everybody got up to. Chris, how's your finger, by the way?
Oh, it's good. It's healing pretty good. It hurts when I bump it sometimes, but it.
Thank God, no infection. You know what, though? No infection sent it. Everything was good.
Dr. Anderson down at MedExpress hooked me up. She was fantastic. So
Charla. That helped. Charla?
Yeah.
Okay.
How was your experience?
She was awesome.
How was your experience in the hospital?
Well, it wasn't. It was just MedExpress.
I know, but
it was
fine. Enjoyable.
I had to do, you know, then they email you the survey and everything, and I gave them nothing but great reviews.
What? I don't know.
Charlotte was great.
Chris, I don't know if you ever explained what. Did he ever explain what happened?
Not on the show,
to your finger?
No. I think just in person.
I bought these utility. It was like a 3-pack of these shears.
Are those the ones? Do they have like colored handles?
Yes.
And they can lock. You put the little.
Yes, they lock.
I love
just like
those.
That. They were great. I got them on QVC, a 3-pack for like $25.
Oh, wow. They're sharp as shit.
I was cutting vegetables, and then one day I decided I'm going to try these things because I went outside and cut some, I forget what I was cutting. I don't know, a branch or a twig or something. And I'm like, man, these things are really good. So I thought they're probably good on vegetables. So I was doing that, and then when I actually cut my finger, I had a chicken breast, and I wanted to cut it. And it was the knife wasn't doing it, so I went and got that. And I got careless, and I just snipped it and just took a chunk of it off.
Oh, man.
No.
What the hell are you showing? Like garden shears?
Looked like a Black & Decker.
No, Jarrett, they're like the little ones we have that they clip closed with a little metal bracket. You can get them on. My mom gets them at QVC.
Yeah, so they are sharp. So I got just careless with it, and then like there was no skin to stitch it up. Uh-huh. So I just... I think I told people. I covered it with napkins and held it. And while I did that, then I got some Band-Aids. And I didn't even look to see. I just know it was bleeding a good bit.
Yeah.
Wrapped it up with Band-Aids, and that was probably like at 7 o'clock. By 10:30, my finger was throbbing. Took the Band-Aids off, and it was still bleeding. I thought, I probably got to go to MedExpress. And I did. And
what'd they put on it?
You would know. I don't know what they're called. They were like two little...
What is it to stop it? They clotted it. Is
that
what it was?
It looked like sugar cubes.
Mm-hmm.
They put and it kind of clots the blood and stops and just took it. And then it was that day Park had the their sectional or regional game, and she had it. I mean, I had like giant.
Wait, I saw you that day. It had that big. It looked like a
you would have thought
ankle
like cast. But that stuff was really good. What is that thing?
I don't even know what it is, but I know that it does work.
Like, 100%
works.
Big time.
Did it hurt bad, Chris? Or did you really feel it?
It just stung. Yeah, I knew I cut it right away.
Yeah.
But I mean, the pain wasn't terrible, but it just I didn't want to look at it.
Oh, I wouldn't either. That makes me make my butt.
Well, that's actually what I was gonna ask. Two questions. I hate when I, and I'm not saying you're dumb, I hate when I do dumb shit, like something like that. Like I would,
it was dumb because I was just hurrying up for no reason.
And I would have been motherfucking myself upside down just because how dumb it is.
Right, exactly.
But I guess my question to the three of you is, and I think you guys have already answered, I'll go to you, is when you see your own blood as opposed to somebody else's blood, is there a difference in your guys' opinion?
No. Yes. Not really. I mean, I guess I would think it'd be less gross to be around if it's my blood. If it's somebody else's that's like on the table, I don't want to touch it. But if I see blood, it doesn't really bother me. No, I mean, now I'll say this. Talking about that and thinking about like you cutting that off and seeing that, it makes my butt cheeks tingle. And I've always had this.
I'm glad we're sitting next to you.
Listen, I've always had this thing where if I think about like cuts or something, it makes my ass tingle. And I don't know what it is. I'll tell you, you remember when Kirbo cut her head open?
Oh, it's a sled riding down a hill.
It's my number one example. Every time I think about that, it makes my butt tingle, and I can't help it.
And she, I remember you guys bringing her to the house, and she had a giant gash. She was smiling.
Yeah, because I think it was cold out. It was cold. She didn't feel it. And I remember coming to the door, and I said, I don't want to scare anyone, but we had a bit of an accident. And she had that thing. She had a scar for, I'm sure.
She had like
some
plastic surgery on it. Yeah. But fortunately, it didn't like rip at her eye.
I know.
That could have been bad. But no, if I don't want to, like, if I know it's bad, like, if I don't want to see it. Like, if it was, like, if you cut your leg, I don't have a problem. But if it's mine, no.
Here's my next question. If somebody's going to give you a shot or start an IV, do you watch or you don't watch?
Hell no. No. Oh, my God.
I don't mind that. I've gotten used to that.
Oh, my God. That is one of my most hated things in the world is getting my blood taken. Huh. I cannot stand that. My dad always used to say that he doesn't like it either. He always used to say that he would look away and he would think about turning a double play. I don't know why.
Something pleasant.
He said he would think about like baseball or think about something unrelated. I always will remember that. He said that he would turn away and think about turning a 4-6-3 or a 6-4-3 double play.
I love it. I absolutely am fascinated by it. I've had to get recent blood taken for my liver, and I probably did it three times. Each time they took like five vials for different panels, and I just think it's really, really fascinating. She just finds that. She said I have bad veins though, because they don't show, and she can't find them too well.
Fucking heroin, anyways. But go ahead. Yes.
But she when you find that, and she just, all it takes is that little needle to get in there, just a fraction of an inch, and that blood comes pouring out. I asked her. I said, "What's the most you've ever done on a person?" And I think she told me the record in that office was 34 vials taken from somebody.
Wow. Really? Wow!
It was for some sort of like super blood panel where they did everything. But I don't have a problem with it.
Do you mind that? Getting your blood drawn? I don't either.
The wifey hates it. She can do it all day long on somebody else, but she can't.
That's weird.
And it seems like, too, I don't know, just remember, like, you go way, way back when you first had your blood drawn, however many years ago, and like you were scared to death, and it actually hurt. And I got it, when I hurt my finger, I got a tetanus shot, too. Mm-hmm. I didn't even feel it. You know.
What about next day? Did you feel the tetanus shot? Because most
just a little bit. She said you'd have a short.
Yeah, you'd feel a little bit of
But nothing major. But I mean, it to me, it's an easy procedure. Like when you get your blood drawn, you know. So it doesn't bother me. But.
Do you? I went because I've been in the hospital probably more times in the year, or in the past month than I have in a really long time, and. I told my mom, because we were sitting in there, she always likes to come with me just in case I'm like dying or something, and she wants to know what's going on. But
she wants to see
you. Yeah, because here's the thing. As a mother, if you went by yourself and she didn't go, what's going to happen when you get home? How many questions?
A lot.
Yeah. And you're not going to have the answer for everything.
And I'm not going to feel like answering. Like, I'm not going to feel like going through every single question. So, but you know what's funny is, speaking about parents taking it, I went in recently for my hives, and my dad came in with me, and he wanted to come back with me into the room where they were taking my blood and like doing the panels and checking my hives. This is when I had them really bad. And I'm walking back into the hospital and back into the room, and the nurse comes out and takes me, and we're going back in. And he says to her, he says, can I come back there? And she says, no.
which is weird because I've never had that happen before where she said no, and he goes, well, I can't come back. She says, no, you got to sit out in the waiting room. So we're walking back, and she real quietly to me goes, she says, is everything good in your home life? And I'm like, yeah, why? He says, is, you know, your parents okay with you? You're doing okay? And I said, yeah, I'm fine. And then I went, oh, You think he's bringing me here, probably as old as I am, together. You think he's something.
That's a normal question now, and that's so sad. But that question, I think, was implemented, I forget how many years ago. That
there's some sort of abuse or going on in the house, and that's the reason he was with me.
Do you feel safe at home, Joe?
Yes, that's what she said. Do you feel safe at home? And I looked at her. I was so caught off guard.
Because of your age and you had your dad with you?
Yeah, and I think it's probably not even my age, just because the parent is there with you. I don't know if that happens at every
situation.
You
should have just fucked with her and said no.
I almost did. I almost was going to be funny, and then I thought, well, no, then she's going to think that something is wrong.
And then she's going to file a report.
And then my dad gets arrested out of the building.
Yeah, but what if he'd have just said, yeah, man, we squared off yesterday, man.
I think it would have been better. Yeah, he touches me inappropriately. I keep on yelling stranger danger, but it doesn't work. Yeah.
Nobody hears me in the neighborhood. Yeah.
But,
my God, that's hilarious.
So I've been in the hospital for more times in the past month and a half than I have in probably my life. And I can see how, like, older people, and maybe you can attest to this, that, like, there are some people in life and most likely that I was able to see maybe just by age that probably just go to the hospital when the slightest of thing.
Oh God. You have no idea.
Cause there is a weird, and I hate the hospital, but there are parts of it that's like oddly comforting to me. And I know that you look at me like that.
Oh
and
no,
I
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I hate the hospital. I hate it. I hate because it's nothing but bad news other than a baby being born. And I hate going in there for anything other than like a checkup. But there's some parts of it that for some reason are like soothing to me for whatever reason.
Well, it's like people around you that like know what the hell they're doing. Like if you were to be in any sort of danger.
Well, yeah.
I think that's a really good point. Yeah.
A lot of the, and maybe it's because a lot of the staff are women that are like very, they're kind of middle-aged
nurturing.
And very nice. Like, all of them.
They're mothering.
All
is
of
that
them,
a word?
Nurturing.
Yeah. Motherly. They're all very, at least the ones at Wheeling Hospital, which I have to get, or wait, what is it now? It's not Wheeling Hospital.
WVU Medicine.
WVU Medicine. At least the ones that I've talked to, they're very warm. They're very warm people that always smile and ask you how you're doing and stuff like that.
Well,
so
actually, that's a
kudos.
Good thing, though, because at the end of the day, and obviously that doesn't happen every day, so good for you for having a good experience. But really, at the end of the day, when you choose that profession, you're dealing with people at their most vulnerable times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So really, at the end of the day, it's a vow and it's a I don't want to say a calling because that sounds pretty cheesy. But you know what? You should be that way if you're because you should actually have some sort of calming effect going through something where it's uneasy and you're not comfortable. So to have that person on the receiving end that's making you feel comfortable, that's the way the experience should be.
Jeff, I totally agree with you because they reassure you, especially if you're not there for like a surgery that you might not come through.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, like when I had that cardioversion down at Mon General, like, you know, I shouldn't say I loved it, but it was a pleasant experience because, you know, register and I mean from the minute I walked in there until I walked out, everybody was fantastic.
That's super cool though.
It made me feel a lot better, and I hats off to them.
That's the way it should be.
Did you when you went in there? How were you when you went in? By the time you came out, were you like? That was probably I probably built that up more than what
well. No,
it should have
been. I know it. That's just I got my heart zapped back into rhythm. That's what that. That's when I.
Were you awake for that?
No,
thank God.
They knocked me out.
I've seen somebody that had to be awake during those or a bitch.
What is
that's
that?
Like,
I mean,
that's like they're all they're doing is they're electrical shocking your heart to put it back into normal rhythm.
That's like the paddles,
horrible. That's,
right?
Yeah. So but it's not actually a lot of times the paddles, but they. Crazy. That's good that you were asleep.
But it was like they knocked me out. I remember laying there looking just like that clock right up there, and it was like 11:27. I was out, and by 11:50, I was wide awake. and didn't even feel a thing. Then me and Jim Bersey went to Red Robin and ate on the way home. It was a great day. It was. I mean,
that's awesome.
When you were going out, when they put did they give you a mask or was it inject?
No, I think it was a mask. I think
that was the most incredible experience when I had my shoulder surgery. The lady we go into the room and what's the one down in Moundsville
Reynolds?
Yeah, Reynolds. Yeah. Shout out to Reynolds because they were awesome. All the ladies there were super nice. And she goes back, and they were all women that were taking care of me. And then the head doctor, the surgeon. We go back in, and she lays me back on. And I was expecting her to say, okay, now count down from 10. And I lay back, and all she did was just slap the mask on me. And I went, all right, thank you and good luck. And I was out. I don't even remember falling asleep. And then I woke up in the bed, and I sat up instantly. Like, as soon as my eyes opened, I sat up, and all the nurses laughed at me because I sat up in the bed when I had this big thing on my shoulder. But I thought that the whole experience, there's something about it that I enjoy. Like,
I did, too.
Yeah.
That's a great problem to have, though. It really is. That's great that you guys have great experiences. Not a lot of people do.
Well, and a place that I didn't have a good experience is when I had the super big breakout of hives. When I went into the ER, there's the desk, and then there's like a holding bay where they run all your vitals real quick. Those girls were not nice. They were like capital C UNT. They were really mean because they couldn't get my temperature. She puts the thing on my under my tongue.
What are they mean for?
You know when you're with somebody, you can tell they don't want to be there. Like you can tell that they don't want to be there, and all they want to do is get this done and leave. They put it under my tongue, and they couldn't get the temperature to read on the machine. And she goes, "Put your tongue down," and I'm like, "I am. I'm putting my tongue on it." She goes, "Is it far back?" But yeah, it's as far. I'm gonna throw up if it goes back any further in my mouth. And I'm sitting there, and they had to bring a new machine in, and she's like huffing and puffing at me. I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I can't change.
Fault.
Yeah, I can't. Right? Right. And I'm just sitting there, and they finally got it. And then they go, okay, you're a good go. Mm-hmm. And I just left and never saw them again. But fuck them. Everybody else was nice. Everybody else was great. I thought they had a fun time.
Don't go to the ER.
I know one girl that I had spoken to out there, Brittany. She listens to this. Hi, Brittany. She listens to this, and she is I think she's a PA.
Brittany is.
Oh,
yes,
no, she does.
PA.
She does. Oh, you guys know her.
Yeah.
What's her last name?
Baker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She's very nice.
She's solid.
We love you, Brittany.
Good girl.
She is a PA at Wheeling Hospital, in the ER.
Oh, that's okay. I know who we're talking about. She was okay. Yeah, I know.
Very bright. Yeah. She's super nice. And I had hives and my hives, and I was like, thought I was gonna die or something. I was sitting back in the room just waiting to go. Like, I had IV in my
waiting
arm.
Waiting to die.
I had my IV in my arm.
This is it, guys.
Hives got him.
Cause of death. And hives.
Everything felt weird. I was back there. They took blood. I had an IV in, and she came back and she was talking to me, and she's very nice. She definitely is, like you said, people that are meant to be in that field. She's definitely meant to be in that field because she was so nice and like she was reassuring that I was going to be
great.
Okay.
That's great.
And she brought me like a little cup of water. And what I thought was really crazy, and I'm sure Cheryl can attest to this, is she was talking to me and she goes, okay, I got to go stitch a guy's forehead up, and then left, stitched him up, came back and talked to me. Mm-hmm. Like it was like that. And she came back and talked as if nothing happened. Mm-hmm. And I thought there's got to be. There has to be a certain person that is able to do that because there's no
special.
Way.
Mm-hmm. They are special people for
there's
sure.
There's no way I could just have a conversation, go stitch a guy's forehead up, and then come
back.
Well,
and you know, and you just think of probably the people that they have to deal with on a daily basis that aren't like patient like us and friendly, you know, people that are demanding. Oh. And they're like, and they still have to kind of wear the happy face.
Yeah.
And that would be tough. So,
yeah.
And if every patient was like us, nurses and healthcare.
Well, it's funny you say that because that's where I was going to do the fair and balanced statement. Because unfortunately, it is true. Like they are so overworked. Especially in the emergency room, man. I mean, think about the shit they see.
I don't
the
know
people
how
they deal.
I literally don't know. I couldn't do it. I could not do it.
But,
there's no way.
But they're still, and I'll be honest with you, they're still held to a different standard. And they should be. At the end of the day, when you choose the oath of any type of medicine career, and it's not, sometimes it's not fair. It really isn't. And that standard isn't fair across the board. But You got to grin and bear it and fucking still do the right thing and make people feel good about being there and stuff like that. And you probably just ran into some people that unfortunately probably just dealt with some dickhead before.
Yeah.
And unfortunately you got the brunt of the dickhead. So that does suck. But.
I'm assuming as they're going through school, they're not saying, you know, when you get in this field, it's going to be really, you're going to deal with some really patient people. It's going to be a really good time. You'll take your time. I'm sure they say, when you get in here for the first time, it's going to be hell. You're going to deal with some assholes for the majority of people. And, like, we see just in the average public how awful people can be in general. So I'm assuming if a guy comes in, some bitch woman comes in with her wrist that she bumped off the counter and thinks it's broken, imagine how she's going to treat some poor girl that's just trying to fix her. So, I mean, I guess I can't... I apologize. I didn't mean fuck you to them, but
But I agree though. Like you had a friendly patient like Job, he's down in 303 and when he's got his hives, and then you know, you got Ed up there at 310 who's just bitching about every fucking thing. Like I'd always be like, well, Ed can wait. I'm gonna go down, make sure Job's okay.
Or
you know, just I mean,
well, here's a little secret. Here's one thing that I can promise you, just being in the know of the healthcare field. It does not behoove anybody to be a dick.
No.
Because I can promise you, not that you'll be, nothing will ever go, they still have to take care of you. But if you don't think that that doesn't happen from a standpoint, okay, we had nice Job and we had dickhead Ed, and they're probably going to maybe go to Job first. If you think that doesn't happen, it'd be no different than any other industry.
Well, because I think that's human nature.
It is human nature.
And you know what? And that you could just apply that to work, just everyday life.
Everything in life. I agree.
Everything in life. If I want help or I'm going to be very polite and you know, we're all friendly guys anyway. I think we're all likable. But, you know, if you're just going to be a dick and be demanding and just like with work, I mean, I get along with pretty much everybody. If I need help, they're more than willing, but because there's people you know you deal with, they want something done yesterday,
100%,
and they don't want it. They're not as willing to help as they would be if you're polite and courteous.
Well, and so, think they're
so
in
Ed could lay up in his fucking bed.
Exactly.
Think about it though. They're in a field where maybe not in every circumstance, but like your well-being is in the hands of these people. I mean, this lady's jamming a needle into my arm. If I'm a dick to her, who says she doesn't do a little twist to, you know, get to a certain angle? Jeez, now I'm
do the little twist.
I hope not.
Well, I know that's probably doesn't happen, but I mean, they have a lot of, I'd say, especially with doctors that are at a higher level, they got a lot of power over you if you do the wrong thing, but. I'll say this. I experienced a really, really, really bad display of customer, not customer service. What's the other? What's like the receiving end of customer service? Like customer.
Appreciation?
Customer? Yeah. No. We were at, I'm not going to name names here, but there's somebody, somebody listens to knows who I'm talking about. I was at a McDonald's recently, and there were a bunch of people, and it was loaded, like to the gills. There was only one woman that was working the register, and in new McDonald's now you can order at the front desk, but there's also kiosks like the digital ones that you can go up to and order in 15 seconds and you don't have to wait for her to come up to the front desk. Well, there were some elderly people there that were hanging out eating or getting ready to eat, and they went up to the counter. And this place is busy, like bumping, and they're, you know, she's running back and forth. There are people placing orders and putting them on those shelves where you can get your takeout. And they go up to the front counter, and I'm assuming either the lady that was working the desk was back in the back doing something or helping something out or something with the cooks or whatever, but the elderly people can't use they're older. They don't know how to use the kiosk, so they're going to order at the desk, which isn't a bad thing, and they go back to the seat without having ordered, waiting for the lady to come back to order, and the lady comes back out with an order that somebody else had put in and put it down on their table, and as she's out there, this lady that's in the back is like, these people just stood up there for 15 fucking minutes and didn't get you coming out and asking for their order. That's fucking unacceptable. Like, chewing this girl out, and the girl's like, and saying this now. I hope
Wait,
this doesn't.
She was chewing out the worker,
the waitress, yeah, or the cashier. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying this
the
in
the waitress at McDonald's. I love it.
yeah. I don't want to say this in like a bad way, but I'm almost certain that the woman had some sort of mental deficiency. Like mm-hmm. like she was probably working there. She was very nice to me. She was like very quick, and like if I said something, she was a one word answer and was like, "Here you go." So she wasn't rude, but she goes, she's fucking chewing this lady out, and I'm sitting there like 5-10 feet away from her, and it's really like awkward, like quiets the whole place down. Yeah. She's saying, "This is fucking unacceptable. You know, you guys, you're telling me you're sitting back there for 10 minutes, you can't come up and or, you know, have these people's orders ready."
Do they know these people? Like, do they know the old, like, the did the lady complaining, was she with the old people?
Yeah, but it was, I think, and she says that, and the lady working says, well, it's just because we're so busy, which they were, mm-hmm. and there's only her working, and she goes back, and the lady that was sitting in the corner, she's like, this is fucking, I swear I'll get fucking kicked out of this place. This blah, 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 just going on and on. And I'm like, fucking Jesus, like, come on. And I didn't say anything. But then the lady comes out again. She chews her out a second time and then goes back and doesn't come back out. The lady calls the restaurant from inside the restaurant. You can hear the phone ring in the back, and the cashier picks up. And must have answered, and she goes, I just want to know why you didn't fucking answer me about what the complaint I had. I want the details.
But she should be thrown out.
Something happened, and then she goes, that's okay, I'll just call fucking corporate. The lady comes back out again with another order, gets that. Lady flips her off from the corner of the room, flips her off, and the lady's not going to, she was obviously too shy or too, you know, soft to say anything to her, just turns around and goes back into the kitchen, didn't see her the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. And I felt so bad, because it doesn't take a whole lot to be nice to somebody. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to zoom out and see the whole circumstance for what it is. The place was packed.
Whoa.
There was one worker there who was running back and forth. I'd only seen her. And if you would take a second to listen to this person and hear and kind of visualize who they are, she probably had something that was not, you know, she's not on the normal level, which isn't, there's nothing wrong with that. But I was so frustrated, and I wanted to ask you, because I know how you are, and you're a checky at the door type of guy, as it says in your bio. That's on
so
our
cheesy.
New website coming.
So cheesy.
No, it isn't. It's good. What are you doing in that scenario if you're me?
It's really funny you say that, because do you guys ever watch this? I think we've talked about this. What Would You Do? It's on Sunday nights on ABC. Oh, John.
Is that where they do situation happens and then the guy comes out? And
yeah. Say this. This would actually. This is. It's actually a great show. It's 10 o'clock on Sunday nights. Mm. It's only probably a couple more episodes left. But it is. It's and it actually is attains to this. And the wife and I always watch, and we always talk about what we would do. I think it does depends if it's circumstantial, but like on something like that, man, when somebody, I think I would probably have to say, I mean, come on, don't you see they're busy? There's only one person. Like, mm-hmm. like I think I probably would have to
that
say
would
at
bother
that
me so bad.
Because it's just,
yeah.
First and foremost, I don't understand as human beings, I cannot believe we've gotten to a point in life, and you're going to get me on my soapbox. We've gotten to a point in life where we fucking treat human beings the way that we do. Like, it blows me away. Once again, if somebody's being a dick to you, then you know what? Light switch, game on. Then you know what? You have a reason. If you have a backbone to fucking fight back. But if somebody's truly doing their best and their circumstances dictated to them and they can't fucking do nothing about it, how can you as a human being be that much of a dickhead to somebody? I don't get it. So to answer your question, depending on the scenario, I think that I probably would have said, hey, you know what? Chill out a little bit. Relax. I think I would have. Yeah,
you know, and then too, like if you're sitting there and you're getting pissed off, you know, are you going to be polite about it or just go tell that lady, hey, shut the fuck up? She's trying her best.
She's trying her best
exactly.
right now.
What,
she's
that's not her fault.
And but everybody else though, right? Jobs, they're just sitting there patiently, but this one lady's.
Oh yeah, I mean, it was the same. I mean, I'm assuming the same thing happened to multiple people, and plus. It's not like this lady's like moping around, or not like the cashier is
moping
around.
Yeah.
She's busting her ass. She's like bringing ice cream cones out, has ice cream all over her hands, like bringing multiple platters out for. I mean, I'm telling you, it was the most packed I've ever seen at McDonald's. There were like 30 people in the McDonald's in general. And it was just so, because you could tell that she was like trying to make ends meet, like working hard, because otherwise I'd been okay, you know, maybe she deserves a little bit, but like this lady was back and forth.
I'm gonna take it one step further. We're in a society now too, the fact of matter, that we can't get fucking people to work. So at the end of the day, as a general public, if we keep on treating people like that, fucking the way that fucking idiot was, we're not gonna have anybody in the workforce.
No.
And here's the deal: our situations in life, there's roles for everybody. There's roles for, in all due respect, the McDonald's worker all the way up to the fucking neurosurgeon and everywhere in between. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, that's okay. But when somebody's truly trying to make a living and they're not living off the fucking system, we have to show a little bit of respect to those fucking people, because they're doing their best, and at least they're fucking trying to work for a paycheck instead of working off of our paycheck that we pay every fucking 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That shit just jacks me up.
And then sometimes you see... you can find them every goddamn day. Those videos, like in fast food places and stuff.
Fuck, man.
And people just going nuts and fighting. Those people are probably, like, they're not the ones that are working for a living, but they still want all this service. And, you know, they go in and just demanding. And, well, you know, I wanted a Diet Coke. He gave me regular Coke. So, you know what? I'm going to throw the Coke back at the worker, because that fucking, instead of just saying.
That solves the problem, right?
Yes, yeah. Ma'am, sorry, but I asked for Coke, you gave me diet or whatever.
Yeah,
they don't do that. No.
And
let's get angry.
And we're eating at a McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a place where you have the luxury of coming into this building and ordering whatever the hell you want. You're lucky enough to be in an area where you can order this food and have it to you in 5 minutes. And like, number one, this person is working here, probably in not the best place they could work. I mean, obviously they're trying to make a living, but I mean, this isn't like, you know, they're working where not a lot of people are going to go and work to serve other people that I'm sure are just like there. You have
privilege.
Yeah, you have the privilege to being able to come to a fast food restaurant, order what you want, and sit here and eat food. And to take that away from somebody that is on the other end of that, where they're the ones serving the food day in and day out, who get probably zero respect from anybody else. And I just think it's sad. It's sad, and I try to be nicer in my life when somebody does something. I try not to, and I'm not the guy to call people out or do anything. But yeah, it was just really disheartening to see.
So sad. You're right. That's a really good word for it. It's disheartening, because I still think it goes back to, I just cannot imagine talking to somebody like they were a dog.
No.
I can't imagine that.
I mean, I'm sure we've all had issues if you go through the drive-thru and they mess your order up or something. Like, I usually always ask for unsweet tea, and I got a sweet tea. But I didn't taste it until I was out of the lot.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck it, I'll just drink it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, some people, that triggers them to, I better go circle back around.
Yeah, I say, you didn't circle around to throw it back through the window?
No.
Well,
I doubt they did it on purpose. Maybe they were busy, but, I mean, if it's that big of a deal, I would have just got out of my car, went back in the store, and just asked.
Yeah, but Chris, at the end of the day, it's not that big of a deal.
It's not. That's why I just wish that lady would have, the worker would have said to that lady, hey, cunt, take your fat ass and get the fuck out of here.
They
go over to Wendy's or Subway.
Yeah.
We don't need that attitude in here.
She should have
get the fuck.
She should have walked
here
out with a uniform and a hat and handed it to her and said, hey, would you like to come help me?
Yeah.
And we can get them out a little quicker.
All right. I tell
you,
you hit
the fryers.
Yeah, but that's a really good point. I honestly, I'll just throw it back at them and say, hey, why don't you come back here?
You want to help?
Yeah, so dumb. I tell you the experience I just had not too long ago, because we were all out together 2 weekends ago at the Nailer Watch Party.
Yeah.
And this is an example, but not an example of what we're talking about. So when I went in, I was trying to get a beer, and that place was pretty packed that night. So,
it was slammed.
Slam packed. Yeah.
Which is good. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, 100%. That was a great time, too, by the way. But the moral story, there was no... specific spot to order a beer, right? So you were just trying to identify where that was, or trying to get the waitress's attention or whatever. Well, there was a line, but I couldn't tell if these people were just a group of people just sitting there talking. And I think you guys may know this dude. I don't know him. He looks really familiar, and I know I've seen him around. So I said, excuse me, sir, are you guys waiting in line to get a beer? And he looked at me like I asked him if I was fucking, like, literally total fucking douchebag, and goes, yeah. And I go, oh, excuse me, fucker. I was just seeing if you guys were in line. Next time, I won't even fucking ask.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy how you can go.
Oh, he was mad at you?
He was fine. Like, he looked at me. He made me feel like
you were a dumbass.
Like, yeah. I'm some fucking dumbass. I was just trying to do the common courtesy because at the end of it, my big ass could have fucking got in front of you and said pretty much not even ask the pleasantries and say, fuck you. I'm going to get in front of you because I don't give a fuck
who
you
are. I got a feeling
are.
I know who you're talking about. And
total.
We can figure it out after the
show.
Here's
the cool part about that, though. This is, and not that it's the cool part. As soon as your fucking demeanor changes, it is amazing how that fucker's demeanor changed. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, if you want to even get in line. Like, kind of thing. Like, he recognized, I don't know if it was my tone or me saying, okay, fucker, like that kind of thing, that he realized.
Oh,
that,
so you actually said, okay,
fuck yeah, because I'll be honest, I came there in a really good mood. And I'll be honest, I was super excited about that night. And by no means, I'd probably get my ass beat. I'm not self-proclaimed fucking, by no means. But it's crazy nowadays, and I don't know if it's just age, dude, whatever it is, but it's like moments like that on how that fucking triggers.
I fucking love it.
Have you always been like that?
No, not even close. Not even fucking close. Like, I used to be the most passive. I don't want to say I've always had a backbone, but it would take a lot. Like, I would have never approached that situation that way 10 years ago. I'd have been like, oh,
good.
I would have been like,
I can't
oh,
wait to figure that. Out who this is
but
after the show.
And probably what triggered you or pissed you off the most is, you know, you're scoping out to see where it might be the easiest to get yourself a drink. So wherever you were just asking politely because that's how we do things.
Right.
Be
that's
polite.
Exactly.
And then he fires back with some smart ass comments. You're going to get fucking pissed. And I don't blame you.
Yeah.
And fuck that guy.
Yeah, exactly. I guess at the end of the day, I still can't believe that would be somebody else's reaction. Like, you're not even self-aware. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, bud, we're in line. No big deal. Line starts back there. Whatever the case might be, don't make me feel like a dickhead for doing the right thing.
Yeah. Asking politely.
Asking politely. So, man, I'm like even talking about, like, I'm starting to sweat.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It's fucking dumb.
I never am like that at all. On either side. Like, I would never be like, oh, yeah, fuck you, buddy. Get in the back of the line. I'd never be like that. But I've also never been the guy that's like, I've never been. Go back at somebody.
But that's not a good way to be in life.
Though. No, but
it's really not.
Yeah,
it's really not, because at the end of the day, that will get you shot, number one. Number two, it also, you know, to get fired up for something kind of dumb. I guess if you want to know the truth, I'm probably no different than the lady in McDonald's, right? It's just a different scenario.
No.
It's just a different
scenario. I disagree.
It's just a different scenario.
But you were trying to be nice.
Yeah, you started
you
the conversation nice. He came back being a dickhead. Yep. Then you were like, all right, I'm gonna reciprocate.
I fucking love that.
Because like,
I love it.
That guy gave it was like you said once somebody's a dick to you,
it's on.
You flip the switch.
It's the flip
that
the
guy
switch.
Totally deserved that, and I guarantee you he'll think again before he talks like that to somebody else, or he's just a dumbass and he didn't realize it. But
yeah, I don't know. Just dumb though, man. People are fucking idiots.
Our landlord did that to us once. He was all pissed off because one of the guys that is part of the Pine Room, he was staying at our house like kind of like several nights in a row, like in different spurts. And so I'll just say was staying at our house like just as friends, like he would stay the night and then get up and go to class. And he stayed like several nights in a row, like in different like spurts where he would stay and just get up and go. And it never dawned on me that, oh, this guy's, I mean, he's kind of butting in like to somebody outside looking in. We're like harboring this guy as another guy that doesn't want to pay rent, that is just using our utilities and stuff like that. I never looked at it that way. I just looked at it as like he's coming to stay as our friend. But our landlord saw it as the way I just described, as this guy, we're letting him stay here because he doesn't have a place to stay or something like that. So he comes over and he's fucking as soon as his foot hits the door, he raises his voice and he's like, I can't exactly remember what he said.
We woke up one morning with a sign posted on our door. It said like a $500 charge.
I think it was more than that.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, it was like $500 or something for this person staying without a lease or whatever.
So
and
we're like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, we took it and then
we called him or something.
And then he came storming over and he stepped in the door and just instantly was like on, like he was on our ass, and but he was
loud. Like this guy, all we'd always been cool with him. Like we, like he was fine. Like we were always good with him until then.
Yeah, and he never, like, because we never caused any problems, never threw any parties, never, like, we dug our own internet cord so he didn't have to do it with his, like, his stuff, dug it across the driveway, like, I crawled underneath the house and put it in, like, we've never caused him any problems. So then he came over, and he was, like, real nasty, like, off jump, and he was saying, like, you guys think you're fucking pulling a fast one on me, that ain't gonna happen. And for the first time in my life, I did what you did, and I was like, hold up now, you're not gonna raise your voice like that to us. And then,
good for you.
But then it was like, he switched like that guy did. And I would probably never do that again, because I don't know why, I was probably in a bad mood that day. But it's just funny how I don't think people realize until they say shit like that oh, okay, this could go south if a guy with a guy that has a backbone. Like, what if you wouldn't have done that, he probably just would have went and mingled with whoever fucking dumb friends he had. But yeah, stupid,
dumb. It really is just not the right way to treat people.
Don't be
man.
An asshole.
Yeah, don't be a dick, right?
Just be cool.
March Madness is coming up. I know Chris is pumped.
I mean, I'll watch, but I don't know who the number one seed. I think I know two of them. Is Tennessee and North Carolina might have number one.
No, Carolina, UConn, Houston, and I can't remember the fourth one.
I haven't looked at. I have no idea. I couldn't probably tell you one team that's in this.
Who is the fourth one?
Other than UConn, who was mentioned today.
UConn, Houston,
Carolina,
North Carolina, and Purdue.
Oh, Purdue. That's it. Purdue.
Have you ever been like a huge March Madness fan? Either one of you guys?
Oh, yeah. I love this time of year. You know what? It's everything in collegiate sports I'm kind of just
down on.
Yeah. I just because of the NIL and the transfer portal. And it just, you know, I'm going to go to the highest bidder. That's how these athletes are. So I don't. I mean, it's still exciting. I just always root for the underdogs.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like
great
that,
stories, right?
Yeah, was that last year? Like when San Diego State and Miami and there was
a couple big upsets.
Yeah,
last year.
And then teams,
actually last couple years.
Yeah, and I like that. I like when those blue bloods get beat.
100%. Yes.
So I don't, but I'll watch. I mean, you know, we got money on stuff, don't we?
Oh, that's all that matters. On the other side here, did you guys see West Virginia? The women are in the tournament. They play. Gosh, I can't remember who they play.
I thought it was Iowa because the coach talks
shit.
So
that's what I was going to say.
Well,
they play somebody round one. Then they would play Iowa if they would win.
Who the fuck do they play?
I can't remember who they play, but I wanted to get your thoughts on what Coach Kellogg said about who we've had on the show before on the radio. Coach Kellogg, the head coach of the West Virginia Mountaineers women basketball team. He said that they were going to send Caitlin Clark home packing. I don't like it.
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't like it at
what
all.
Why are you poking the bear?
Why? Well, first they got to get through the first goddamn game.
They're playing in Iowa City.
Princeton.
So they got to win that game, and then if they win that, then they play the greatest women's basketball player ever.
And
Caitlin Clark. And he says, let's send Caitlin Clark packing.
If I was the players, I'd tell the coach, can you please not say that?
Yeah, like, hey, coach.
Did he say, we hope to, or did he say,
no, I think he said, we are, like, we're gonna.
You know what, you better pipe it down a little bit. They got to beat Princeton for, that's like an 8-9
I know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm surprised, I think the Mountaineers are, what, 24-6, and they're an 8 seed?
Is that what it is? I'm not
sure. Yeah, which is, they were off to a really good start of the year.
Well, they won that stretch.
They were like 9-0 or something.
They had lost three games in a row. I guess they were probably conference
games. They were fourth in the Big 12, but it doesn't show their record right now.
It's like, it was like 24-7, 24-6.
I agree, Jarrett. Shut up.
I don't like it at all.
You know what? I think I see, I guess if I'm going to play devil's advocate, I love, maybe you're trying to build some confidence in your players, and maybe you say that, and the players are going, oh, maybe coach does trust us
He had this look on his face that he looked like he was going to disagree.
Normally,
you don't like Caitlin Clark.
Normally, I would say I don't like it, but I like the fact that he's got the balls to be like, this bitch is going to go down. That's because here's the thing. I say I don't like Caitlin Clark. I don't know her. I've never met her. I've not really watched much on her. I've just seen where she flopped when she got hit by that fan, and then like some stuff of her like flexing on camera, acting tough. And I'm just not a person that I've never liked any athlete that acts like that.
I respect
and
that.
Especially a girl who is touted as being the number one girls basketball player of probably all time, if not, you know, in the past decade. And just something about her personality I don't like. So hearing that, I'm all in for it.
Which I hope, fuck, I hope they got, I hope that they do that. But man, that makes me a little.
Makes your palm sweat a little bit.
Well, yeah. I mean, what's the chances that they get very deep anyway? I mean, what's the chances? Not very.
Well, well,
slim and none, right?
It's, yeah. If they would win, then they would play. They'd play Caitlin Clark.
Wow, let's get past. Which, past
yeah. Well, I mean, I'm kind of mixed here because I'd really like to watch Caitlin play like
I would agree.
All the way to the finals.
I would agree.
And I mean, she's like a headliner. I mean, she's selling out arenas and stuff.
I tell you what, on Saturday up at the Highlands, speaking of Kellogg, his youngest daughter was playing up at the tournaments up there, and I tell you what, she can fucking play.
Yeah, she's a freshman, I believe. I think I could be wrong, but I know she was.
I think she lost a couple Saturdays ago, though, didn't
not
she?
Not to.
That's right. Hey, that's
you
know right, Chris.
Hold on, I'm sorry. No. Not to contradict you, I think it's the younger daughter, so it wouldn't be the one that's in high school.
Junior
high. And I tell you what, at first, if you're watching basketball, you can tell who the players are. And I'm like,
yeah.
And nobody realized who she was. And then you looked at she had her name on the back, and we realized she was from Morgantown. And then people started talking, and then they realized it was a coach, but she was a baller for sure.
Yeah. But my mic's back. Yeah, you can always tell. But I thought this would be fun if we did this because we were on March Madness. I thought it'd be fun if we did the March Madness bracket, but we did it based on whether or not the mascots could beat, you know, one-on-one matchup to the death between mascots. So,
I don't know these mascots.
For example,
so I don't
know. You guys see this? I'll zoom in a little bit.
Jarek, do you know, does it say the mascot?
Yeah, so I know most of these. So, for example, our first matchup here, number one UConn versus 16 Stetson.
There's no way Stetson has a mascot that can beat the Husky.
So it's a Husky versus a Hatter.
What the fuck
the
is
Mad
that?
Mad Hatter?
So the Hatters, I don't know.
I like that logo, though. I do like
Huskies
that.
Are moving on.
Now,
does anybody
hatter,
know what a Hatter is? Look up what a Hatter
well,
is
I'm
real
assuming
quick.
What a Hatter might be is a like a guy that makes hats. And if that's the case, he's going to get fucked up by a Husky.
Torn to shreds.
I'll Google what a Hatter
is. Here's the deal. But, not if that Hatter was Cooley.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, good thing Cooley's not here because he would really be swaying us a different way.
I never seen a guy so tough when it comes to these deadly animals.
I love his confidence, though. His confidence
is
very the roof,
he's
man.
Very confident. So
I got it.
What's a Hatter?
A Hatter is the reflection of the university's association with John B. Stetson, who is the maker of the well-known Stetson hat.
Okay. He must be their
I
biggest
still
donor.
Think
Stetsons are nice.
Well, I'm going to tell
would you
this.
One? You would look good. You would look good in a Stetson hat.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Is that what a Stetson hat looks like right there?
Yeah.
What's
yeah,
like a cowboy hat?
Cowboy
right?
hat?
Fuck, I want a Stetson hat.
I'll be honest, you'd be able to pull that off, too. 100%.
I want a cowboy hat.
I don't know. I mean, do
my
we think...
My fat hat can't fit. That'd look...
No, what kind no of, what, I think you'd look
what kind
good.
Of,
I think you'd look like good with it. Yeah, no.
With
listen,
that vest
I think
on?
With a great... With your beard, your silver beard, and that hat on...
Job had a
it,
cowboy
with
hat.
With a nice vest
the
on.
The only way that I'm doing it is I wear between a 40 and a 42 size waist. I want to make sure that I get a size 28 with the fucking hat. So maybe it's the only way I'm doing it.
You'd have a big-ass belt buckle and some big leather skin boots.
Look like an
so,
idiot.
I don't know. Do we think
so
like
probably,
a cowboy could beat a Husky?
Wait, but it's not. But that's not. We're not. They're not cowboys. It's a guy
well,
that Stetson, just makes a hat.
Oh, yeah. It's the guy that makes
so
a hat.
So I think
we're,
I
Husky.
Think a Husky.
Yep,
yeah,
Husky
yeah,
moves
Husky.
Forward.
I actually don't know how I picked this. I don't know if I.
Go back. Go back to the bracket.
Oh, do you think it will pre-populate if we pick them? That's
yeah, it should.
Cool.
Go back to. Click on the empty one next to the bracket.
That's
see
a
what
good
that
idea.
Does. Nothing.
Maybe if we play now.
Oh yeah, here we go.
Play.
Yeah, bracket challenge.
Oh, we gotta make an account real quick.
Here, go switch screens
yeah, we'll
and while
switch.
You do that.
Then we'll make our
hey,
predictions
speaking
here.
Speaking of, since you were mentioning cowboy hats and boots and all the getup, so out of this is off the topic, but out of generations Saturday night, there was a lot of people that came in from the PBR.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you had young guys and girls dressed to the nines, you know, with their boots and everything. So just one kid sitting there, probably like Jubb Jarrett's age, I don't know, something close to that. And he was sitting there and he was talking to some girls, and he was, I mean, thin as a rail. And I'm the older I get, I'm more like Mark Delbrook, because I'll talk to anybody. Yeah. So I started bullshitting with this guy, and I didn't know who he was, obviously. He said, "Yeah, I'm a professional bull rider." I said, "No shit." He goes, "Were you down there?" He goes, "Yeah." He said, "I got three ribs broken tonight." He said, my side's killing me." But he was pounding beers. So he ended up, he goes, "I got a horn to the side."
Oh, fuck, dude.
So he showed me the ride that he took. And he got flipped, and that bull swung his head and hit him right in the side.
God bless him. And not a shot.
And I tell you what, this, I forget where he told me he was from. He was, and this is what one of the things we're missing, he was the most polite guy. He called me sir several times. I forget who was standing. So, I don't know who it was. It was a female. And I introduced, and he took his hat off, said, "Hello, ma'am, nice to meet you." This dude was awesome.
Super cool.
I can't remember his
name.
Super
cool.
But I just, and he said, "I love doing this." He said, "I'm doing this till I die. I've had a passion for it." But he dressed, or looked the part, but he had
three broken ribs.
Yeah,
that's brutal,
he
man.
got crushed. But
That class of people, though, like that culture of people, that is them. They're kind-hearted.
I mean,
yes, sir.
Yes,
no, sir.
I mean, God, it was refreshing. And he, you know, it kind of made not made me feel awkward, but like, yes, sir, no, sir. But I mean, but and then to tip your cap,
super cool.
Meeting a female, but those dudes are badasses.
They are, man.
I mean, if you got three broken ribs drinking beer,
let's
in a
go
bar.
Drink some beer yeah. now. Well, it probably helped with.
I was say it probably made him feel better.
But anyway,
So I got our count made. We're Pine Room Studios.
So we took the Huskies to beat a hat maker.
So a Husky is going to beat a Hatter.
Okay.
Okay. Then we go number 8 FAU against Northwestern. That's an FAU Owl against the Northwestern Wildcats.
The Wildcats.
Yeah. It's a bad matchup there.
I don't know. Owls are the quietest bird. They'd sneak up and smash that.
To match them up like they know who they're fighting.
Oh, it's
like if the Owls allowed to sneak attack.
I like this. This is a good one. This next one, San Diego State, the Aztecs against the UAB Blazers, which is a dragon.
Oh, Blazers!
Right. Man, I tell you what, that could be a strong. That's a strong one there.
Blazers. I think the dragon just swoops down. It looks like he's breathing fire. I don't know. Well, I guess if you get a big tribe of Aztecs, they might.
No, I just.
Yeah,
I still
think the dragon.
What's
yeah?
Big tribe.
Yeah, the dragon. The UAB's logo is really cool.
It is cool. I would agree with that.
All right, then we are on Auburn Tigers against Yale Bulldogs.
The Tigers going to beat
Tigers.
The fuck out of
sorry, Bulldogs.
Fuck Yale.
All right.
fuck them.
The BYU Cougars, right? BYU yep. Cougars against the Duquesne Dukes.
Yeah, that's a Cougar.
Yeah,
I think
that's
the Cougars.
Yeah.
What's a Duke? Like a noble,
probably something like a religious like.
No, well, Duke is he owns land in like medieval times, so I mean I'm assuming a Duke is some prissy bitch that's gonna get fucking.
Yeah, the Cougars are winning that one.
But we can't assume. I guess before we move any forward, I'm sorry to interrupt. Are we making assumptions like if we're saying a Duke, these people cannot have any weapons? Correct. Mm.
I would say at their base.
What if they have a weapon, like their mascot shows them holding a weapon?
Like then I think that's fair. But, like, we can't auto, because right now, if we're going to be real, if he had, like, a, I don't know, a big-ass sword or something like that.
We'll
that,
say it's based on the logo. So if the guy's holding a weapon in the.
Well, fair. Their logo okay. is a, their logo is just a D, I believe. I don't know.
Well,
do they have a mascot?
Yeah, I think it's a guy.
I've seen him before.
He's a pussy.
You know what I think we should do on this? Because we probably can't do all the. We ought to do one bracket today, run it all the way out, and then next week do the next.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a really good
we'll
idea.
Just, whatever bracket. What is this? What do they even call the brackets now? Like, are they. Is it like East, Midwest, or they?
Yeah,
have,
East.
Well, I think they still do that. Don't
yeah,
they?
I think
yeah.
they do.
Yeah, so this is the. We're in what region is this?
It doesn't say.
I don't know what region this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, in my research of for Lunch Madness, they definitely still do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So just clarifying, so moving forward, if it's not part of the mascot itself, we can't assume that they have something.
Yes, yeah. Correct. Okay,
all right. All right.
All right. So then let's move on. Illinois, the Fighting Illini against the Moorhead State Eagles.
What's a Fighting Illini?
I want to say it's like an Indian. I think it's an Indian, I believe.
Is it? I don't know.
I thought that was like Illinois. A tribe, wasn't it?
See, I don't know. I didn't think you could do that anymore, Chris.
Well, what's their nickname?
Yeah, it is.
The Fighting Illini.
It is. It's a.
That's ooh, a bad. Yeah. I don't know if they still use that logo though.
It's
I think that was.
But he's kind of badass.
I know they don't use it, but I guess that's what they would be.
If he's
I guess
a, like a chief, a tribal chief.
Who are they going up against?
Moorhead State Eagles.
Ooh.
I got to go the Eagle because we can't assume that the chief. Chickaraw over there has any kind of weapon.
I mean, he does.
Well, and I wouldn't want an angry eagle coming at me with those claws.
The talons.
Yeah.
Fuck that, man. What do you guys think? Is he scalping the chief there?
Man, this is a tough one. What do you have any information on an Illini, Joe?
What's
their mascot? Let me look up what their mascot is.
It's just an eye. It's just an eye.
No, but their mascot.
What is the Fighting Illini? It's increasingly used for the University Illini athletics team. There's no definitive. I don't know. I think we got to go the Eagle by default.
This is actually funny. The Fighting Illini are one of the three Big Ten programs that do not have a mascot.
I agree.
Because you know what?
The Eagle by default.
They used
Eagle.
To have that mask, but everybody got butthurt. Yep, butthurt. Yep. That was so offensive.
I know I was offended by it. Thank God they took it away.
Like I mean, here's what's amazing, though. Joe pulls up that picture, and we both say, man, that's fucking badass.
It is badass, 100%.
How dumb is that?
Like, you think we'd pull it up and just start laughing at it?
Either laugh at us or get offended.
Yeah.
Fucking morons.
So we're going with the Eagles. Against BYU in the next round. Next one, Washington State Cougars against the Drake Bulldogs.
That's Cougar another matchup, yeah. Right? Who was the other matchup?
Yeah, BYU and
it was
Auburn and Yale.
Yep.
Yeah, I believe Drake's the Bulldogs. I'm almost certain.
So Washington State's going to advance.
Let me make sure. I'm almost certain Drake are the Bulldogs.
I'll be honest with you. That was really impressive, to be honest with you. They just spit that shit off the top of your head.
I think his number two seed might is pretty strong here.
They are the Bulldogs.
tough.
I tell you what,
that might be your winner across the board.
Chris, you could be right.
I don't know, Jared.
We're going next matchup, number two, Iowa State.
What did we say?
The Iowa State Cyclones against the South Dakota State Jackrabbits.
Well, now hold on. Now hold on.
What? You're going to cause
controversy. No, Jesus, don't get. I mean, Iowa State.
Now, Iowa State University, is that different? Because I'm looked up Iowa State right now, and this is the logo that came up. He's a Cardinal.
No, that's Illinois State.
What? No, that's Iowa State.
That's Iowa State.
You know what?
Sure.
We got
Iowa
conundrum.
State. It's
we
got Iowa conundrum. State. Iowa State. Look, he's even got the I
yeah,
State.
Yeah, it is. I'm thinking
is
Illinois.
Cyclone a bird?
I don't know. There he is. He's a Cardinal.
I bet Cyclone's.
I guess you just can't dress up as a tornado.
I think you could. That'd be badass.
That wouldn't be bad.
Because if it was a Cyclone,
what's South Dakota State?
The Jackrabbits.
They can't win.
Yeah, I think either way.
If a Jackrabbit put up against
hold
a Cardinal.
On, hold on. Please hold. Please
I think
hold.
A Jackrabbit would kick him in the head.
But that Cardinal's big.
His name is Cy the Cardinal has been the mascot of Iowa State University since 1954. They call themselves the Cyclones, but their mascot is a Cardinal.
Whoa.
One is a natural disaster. The other is a small red bird.
So we have to go with the Cyclone.
Hold on.
Because it's not the mask. It's not the mascot we're going on. It's going. We're going as the.
I thought that's the whole point.
I thought we were too. I thought it was the mascot.
I
guess.
Yeah, it's a mascot, not the name.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It sounds to me like South. Man, we had a.
Well, I still think that.
I was ready to throw some big money down on Iowa State.
I still think that the.
Look at him.
The bird would win.
That's the jackrabbit?
All right. I guess we're going to bird. My vote was on the rabbit, but we'll go
with
bird.
The bird?
Yep. Iowa State.
Oh, so this. Okay, now we're into the West region here.
All right.
Actually, we got to do the first four then because we don't have a matchup against the.
Does he even have it in there?
Where's the first four?
It'd be up top. We don't have it.
We don't have the first four. Okay. Yeah.
That's fine.
We really don't.
What's North Carolina? What
okay,
are they?
They're the Tar Heels.
Isn't
that's
that
a Ram?
Well, first we have to choose the winner between Howard and Wagner, though.
Right.
Because that's the playing.
Wagner.
Howard's the Bison, and Wagner's the Seahawks, I believe.
Oh, got to go Bison.
Yeah,
right?
The Bison.
Wait, what's?
Well, yeah. So, see, here's that. Here's what makes it tough, because I don't think we can pick between Howard. Yeah.
Oh.
That makes it tough.
Tar Heel mascot. So there's the Tar Heel. He's a big Ram. Howard mascot is, let's see what he looks like.
Yeah, he's a Seahawk.
He's a big Bison. Oh,
or Howard's a Bison, yeah.
Oh.
I think Howard.
Wagner.
Yeah. Wagner's the Seahawks, I think.
16 over 1.
All right, so then I say we go with just go with Howard, and we'll pretend that they.
Yeah, okay, so we're going the Howard. Well, yeah, we'll say because Howard would beat.
And they're listed first, so.
Howard would beat Wagner, and then I think Howard would beat.
The Tar Heel, yeah.
Man, what a big upset.
Wow.
A play-in game beats the number one seed. Wow.
Okay. All right, then the Mississippi State Bulldogs against the Michigan State Spartans.
What if just by chance we fucking do this and it wins?
Oh, wow.
Like the
And then people say, well, you know, you must have done a lot of research in, you know, preseason stuff, and then we say, no, we just –
Well, funny you say that. Tune into the Pioneer Podcast, episode 108, and you can see, or 102,
and
you can watch it.
True. How much money we win in?
Fucking
zero. No, we're going to put this in for money. I think if you win, you win money.
It has to be
an astronomical amount of money, right?
Probably everything. I don't know.
It's never been done before, right?
No, never. All right, here we go. Mississippi State.
I think Sparty's one of the baddest.
Yeah, Sparty. The Michigan State Spartans against the Mississippi State Bulldogs.
Oh, well, that Bulldog's getting fucking speared.
Yes, he is.
All right, next one. St. Mary's, I believe they're the Gales against the Grand Canyon Jackals.
Now, is a Gale a
Have
wind?
You been studying this shit or what? How in the fuck are you pulling
that?
That's impressive,
I just know.
Wow.
No, St. Mary's.
St. Mary's the Gales, right?
Well,
aren't they the Gales?
It looks like a Trojan guy. Yeah, Gaelic warrior.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So he's like
Grand Canyon
he's like a big soldier.
But you know why I don't like that? Because he's got a big happy smile. If he looked angry.
Or no, what's Grand Canyon?
hey, Chris. He looks a little furious.
Imagine you wake up and he's over top you.
Maybe that's his football outfit.
It ain't going to be good.
It ain't going to be good.
And then Grand Canyon's what?
Oh, the Lopes. The Lopes. That's what it is. Like an antelope.
No, they're dead.
Yeah.
They can't. Does antelope, they can't fight
yeah.
back.
Here's
they're
Grand
like
Canyon.
Related to the wildebeest.
They're a little.
Yeah,
little,
I don't think they're doing much, right?
No.
He's getting his head chopped off.
All right.
God damn it.
Wow. Okay, so here's one. The next one, Alabama, Crimson Tide against the College of Charleston. I don't know Charleston's mascot.
The Crimson Tide.
Or nickname.
So
they're an elephant.
Their mascot is that big elephant.
Yeah. I don't know.
But a Crimson Tide, a tidal wave.
Yeah,
that's win.
Was that the original? I don't
know.
No,
we got to go with the mascot.
That was definitely one of the mascot, but
I'm saying,
was there an insinuation? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying, I think if it was that, they were going to win, just like Iowa State.
Oh, with the Cyclone, okay.
Yeah, but you were going by the
mascot. Either way, I think an elephant stomps out a cougar.
Yeah.
Is that what Charleston is, a cougar?
Yeah. Cougars, yeah.
That's going to be a quick fight.
All right. Okay, Alabama. Beats Charleston. Now we go to Clemson, the Tigers against New Mexico Lobos.
What is a Lobo?
A Lobo is a wolf. I think.
Ooh, yes. this is a pretty good one.
I thought it was like a horse.
A small
no,
like
Lobo is the Spanish term for wolf.
I tell you what, your guys' general knowledge makes me feel like I should lick a window. God,
New
damn.
Mexico Lobo.
Yeah, you'll do that this
what
week.
What is a Lobo?
100%.
Yeah. Look. Wolf.
Man, ooh. Yeah.
See, that looks mean, Chris.
Yes.
This is a really tough matchup. A tiger against a wolf.
I still think tiger. Right?
I think the tiger wins.
The tiger,
still.
Right?
Tiger's too
probably
athletic.
Just size.
Size. I would.
Yeah,
think,
and
right.
I think the tiger's a little bit more athletic.
Yeah, it's too
I think
bad.
That's fair.
Because I like that.
I like
wolf,
that too.
You know what?
All right, here we go. Number 3, Baylor, the Bears against Colgate.
I think they're a bear too.
Toothpaste?
Are they a bear too? I think
they have like.
Are the Colgate Bears? You might be right.
I think they may be a bear.
Colgate
teeth will be University. Nice and clean.
Yeah, they are.
Is this the
Bears.
First matchup? The same?
No. The Raiders, I think.
Yeah, they are. They're the Raiders.
The Raiders. Look at him. He's got a flag and a torch. So keep that in mind.
He can burn.
Yeah. There. Okay. So here's Raider. Here is Raider. That's what Raider looks like.
Again, he's smiling, Chris.
But wait a minute. Is that the same as him?
We'll
That's
see.
A tough call, because if that bear sees fire, I don't know if that bear is going to be the aggressor at that time.
Actually, well, so the actual mascot doesn't have any weaponry.
Then he could get counted out.
Yeah. Yeah.
The actual mascot.
Afraid to get in the ring if he sees.
It's true.
The
mascot has no weapons.
Who?
The mascot. What'd you then?
Yeah, the mascot has no weaponry. Has no weapons. Like, the actual mascot has no weaponry against our Baylor Bear.
Gotta go Baylor.
He's getting fucking mauled.
Yeah.
Baylor's right. Killing the who?
The Raider.
The Raider. Yeah, okay. He's getting it one paw swipe. His jaw's coming off.
All right. Then we go to Dayton, the Flyers against Nevada Wolfpack.
Forget about it.
What's
Wolfpack?
A Flyer?
Don't even
Jet?
Look it up. Yeah. Nevada's
killing Nevada,
one.
Hold on. Wolfpack.
What is a Dayton Flyer?
Just like a pilot?
I think it is, because they're right by that airport.
Yeah.
I think it's all
yeah.
Hold on. Let's get the mascot up. Let's see what he looks like.
Although.
Ooh. He's like a little aviator man. He's got like goggles on. He's got goggles
well,
on.
What is he allowed to? No, I guess he would be allowed to like kamikaze the Nevada guy into the ring.
Let's see.
What military base is there? Isn't there's a that's what it is. Is there that's the airport. Yes, it's
there
a military
is.
Base.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question. Mm.
So the Nevada Wolfpack mascot, he's a little
Google that.
He's a little soft looking.
Yeah, but
there's a bunch of them.
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
They're winning. That's a strong team here. This is a strong
Nevada,
yeah, this
I
is a strong team.
It.
So they have multiple.
Yeah. They have multiple.
They got
wolf.
A oh, yeah.
They surround him. His plane went down in the Alps, and then he gets surrounded by wolves and eaten.
Oh, that's right. Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Yes.
Yeah.
Against Arizona who?
Arizona Wild. The next matchup, the Arizona Wildcats against one of my favorite nicknames in all of college sports, the Long Beach State Dirtbags.
What's a dirtbag?
Is that what
just
it is?
A hobo?
They're the Dirtbags,
are
yeah.
Are you fucking serious? That's their name?
Yeah. Yeah, the Dirtbags. They got fucking awesome baseball uniforms. I'll look up their mascot, but I still think a Wildcat's probably going to get, well...
I tell you, we're
it depends how big a wildcat is.
A dirtbag. Yeah, he's a dirt look bag. At him. He's a oh, he's guys. He's got a pickaxe. He's got a pickaxe.
Ooh.
He's got a pickaxe. He looks like a badass.
Hey, if he gets that wildcat,
so
one
is that
time,
is that any so any picture you can find of him if they got weaponry?
If they got weaponry, I think he.
Tell you what, he's a he does have a pickaxe. He looks like a badass.
Well, so you found one too. Is it? Let me ask you a question. Same pictures?
Yeah, he's got
different
a big
picture?
He's got a big ass head.
That same picture?
Yeah. Well, then there's another one. He's got a pickaxe. It's a different.
So
color.
We
got
to stick with that, right?
No, that's fine. But and I'm not challenging the rules. I totally agree. But if Mountaineers were in this,
he's got a gun.
Yeah.
This is it.
That would be it. But you'd fucking run the Mountaineers all the way out.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, isn't it like? Yeah, but it's like yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's a one shot musket, and he comes up against a wolf pack. He fires one bullet off. He's
well, if he knows who the leader is, maybe guys, the rest of the pack's demoralized.
Take the alpha out,
guys. We've got a massive wrench right now. This is huge.
What?
Arizona has two mascots. Mr. Wildcat and Mrs. Wildcat. There's two of them.
Oh, then Arizona. No. I don't know.
You can't stab two of them at once.
Yeah, but that dirtbag, all it takes is one pickaxe.
It's Wilma. First. Wilma.
Because she's a bitch.
Yes.
Hold on. Here's the question.
It's Wilma and Wilbur. Wildcat.
If you take that pick and you hit the Wildcat, it's going to stick in the Wildcat.
You can't
that's
going
to give Mrs. Wildcat a
yep.
chance to jump
on
the back.
I think you got to go Arizona.
That's tough, man. That's a tough
I think
call.
You have to.
Okay.
Just because there's two of
is
them.
Is that the first one that has weaponry?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's the first one that's been
yeah, you probably
okay, so there's
that.
Our there's yeah, our left side of the bracket. Let's head over to
well,
the right
I
here.
I thought we were
yeah,
going to
yeah,
save the other half.
We're going to play this
we're going to run this one out and then save the other half for next week.
Oh, okay. Well, we might know the winners, though.
Oh, yeah. Wait, it'll be because they'll go through because they'll already play, right?
But does it
well,
matter?
Well, then do we're the first round, then do
yeah.
then go the other
yeah,
side.
Yeah, we'll go
to
the other side
round.
Do the first round.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No, we'll be here till 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you're right.
Houston.
The
Longwood.
Houston. Okay, here we go. The first matchup here in the South region.
You do not know Long.
Number
Longwood.
One Houston Cougars against the Longwood.
Longwood. That's my name.
I think it's
in
like
high
a
school.
It's like a horse or something. I don't know.
You ready for your fun fact while you're looking this up? You know your guys' intern over the summer is.
I do know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
It's a horse. It's a horse.
Is it
he
a horse? Is that what
like a douche? Yeah. Looks,
what's their nickname?
He looks like a douchebag though.
Yeah.
What's their name?
Longwood
douchebags.
Ponies
yeah, Longwood
or something?
Douchebags. Longwood Lancers.
Nah.
Longwood Lancers.
Yeah, we
got to
go to Houston.
Cougars.
Well, I don't know. He gets one kick.
I tell
to the
you
head.
This much though: in these second rounds, it's going to be a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because you're going to have almost the same mimicking animals yeah. against each other.
Which we need Cooley here for that.
We do. You're right. That's
what
a good
do we
point,
have,
Jared.
Nebraska?
All right,
what?
Next the Nebraska Cornhuskers against the Texas A&M Aggies. This is probably, I'd say probably an. I could be wrong, but I think the Aggie has a gun. I think.
Well,
I think
looks
he has
like-
two. No, I'm thinking of Pistol Pete. I'm thinking of Pistol Pete.
Oh, he's awesome.
Pistol Pete's a badass.
So
I'm taking the military A&M over the
Cornhusker
guy. Yeah.
Cornhuskers have two mascots, both of which are people. One is called Herbie, and he's just a guy with a hat on, and one's a little kid named Lil Red, and he's got a hat backwards hat on.
Oh, guys.
A&M.
No, uh-oh. This is bad. A&M has a mascot. It's a collie. It's a dog. It's a border
right.
collie.
That's right.
Reveal or something. Reveal.
Yeah, I guess the Cornhuskers. Hold on,
but
yeah.
then the Cornhuskers got to kill it with its bare hands?
I think he probably.
You mean they're gonna make a little kid fight?
Well, there's two. There's the adult, and then there's the little kid.
Yeah, here's the border collie.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
so
it's
he,
not oh. an ag. It's a the mascot is a dog.
I don't know. I think Little Red's fucked. Little Red's getting his little head chopped off.
Yes. I think you guys should start calling your buddy that.
But
Little Red.
But then
here's Little Red.
He's getting his dick kicked in.
Yes.
But then here's the here's Herbie.
But he doesn't look scary at
Does
all.
I think he might be a pussy.
Yeah.
What's he got in his right hand?
It's just
his dick.
Now,
or
that's
little
a weapon.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want A&M.
I think so too.
Right.
A&M?
I think so too.
All right. Okay, we're taking
Except
A&M.
I think they might get fucked.
All right. And then the our next matchup, the Wisconsin Badgers against the James Madison Dukes, I believe is their name.
I tell you what, if you had my Dachshund Mafia against the Badger, he'd be fucked. So there we go.
The Duke dog is their mascot.
Badger.
He's got a crown.
Dog
on.
With a crown. Yeah, the Badger.
Badgers can be pretty ferocious.
They're nasty.
Very ferocious, yeah. Uh-huh.
They're nasty.
That's the Duke. He's got that crown.
Yeah, the Duke
on.
Dog.
No, he's a pussy. All right. He didn't do any work.
All right. Next.
All over that guy.
All right, next one. This is an interesting one here. Number 4, Duke Blue Devils against the Vermont Catamounts.
So that's the Blue Devil, as we all know. And then
Vermont,
what is that?
Vermont is the Catamounts.
Yeah, what's that?
It's like a mountain lion.
Okay. Well,
so
we're going to struggle.
13. I'm taking
the 13.
You got to
take
You think so?
But I do not like.
I don't know. Does the Blue Devil have any
he
powers?
He looks kind of stupid, though.
Does he like have like?
But that might make him fearless though.
Yeah,
horn power. He's got some
he's
horns.
Just dumb.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think probably Duke. But
oh wow,
does he have the pitchfork?
Yeah, does he have a pitchfork?
Let's see if I can.
I think
find
he does
a pitchfork. I don't see much with a pitchfork.
A piss fork.
A piss fork. I don't see him with a pitchfork. I don't see anything with a pitchfork. I don't know.
Well,
does he have
to be able to?
Does he have supernatural
no,
powers of dark magic?
No, you can't.
Hey,
you
he looks pretty strong though. He's got some guns.
Or is he just some pussy that's like a superhero that he puts a mask on and he thinks he's a superhero?
He does kind of look like an idiot.
I'm going Vermont.
Yeah, Vermont. All right, we're going Vermont.
Boo, Duke. You Duke. Boo.
All right. Now we got Texas Tech, the Red Raiders, against the NC State Wolfpack.
Well, that's their second Wolfpack, isn't it?
It is.
That's
what was Texas the Red Raiders.
Red Raiders. Yeah.
What is that again? That's really
maybe just like Chris. A. So they got two. They got Mr. and Mrs. Wolf, and they're two. They're a married couple. They're both wolves, and then there's Tuffy, and Tuffy is a is an actual living dog, Tuffy. He's like a living. He's a,
oh, that's a good looking dog.
He's a good looking dog.
Tuffy.
Tuffy. He's a. He looks like. Oh no, guys.
What?
NC State mourning loss of beloved mascot Tuffy.
When? Uh-oh. When was that?
Oh no, this is 3 years ago.
Oh. I thought
devastated.
It was like this week.
Tuffy is a Tamascan.
Well, they gotta have
dog.
They gotta have another one by now.
Maybe
he died of heart disease.
You know what? Yeah, you probably just, the Red Raiders probably moving.
But hold on, though. I gotta get some clarification here. If we're saying just a bit, no, moving forward. If we're talking about the wolf pack, that means plural.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, are we saying that at the end of the day, if you have a pack of wolves, they're going to be pretty dominant in this tournament?
Well,
right?
I tell you
that's
what, though,
about Nevada,
but,
right?
But I would
Nevada
say
the, or somebody the, on the other,
like they, when you look up their mascot, they only have the two wolves. So I think we do it based on what is present in their mascot, because the other one from Nevada, they had a picture and it was a bunch of a bunch of wolves.
I'm gonna
tell you this right now: it doesn't matter what NC State has, because the Red Raider, yeah, he's got two revolvers.
Raider Red has two guns. Ooh. He looks like Pistol Pete.
Oh,
he's got two revolvers.
We may found our sleeper. Yeah. We may have found our sleeper.
Yep.
Yep.
I'll Raider
tell you
Red.
What, that may be an issue.
All right. Texas Tech. Yeah. And then on to the next one. Number three, Kentucky, the Wildcats against
Bears?
Oakland Bears.
Bears.
Yeah.
Bears.
The Bears.
Bears.
I think they're the Bears. I think that's what they're called. Yeah. I don't know if it's the Bears, but they might have another name. I think it's just the Bears.
Boy, this next one will be good. The Gators Oakland versus.
Oh.
Golden Grizzlies. They're golden.
The Golden Grizzlies?
Golden Grizzlies.
Well, what is
Boise State on?
All right.
Boise.
Okay. Boise. Florida Gators against the Colorado Buffaloes and the Boise State. Oh, they're a horse. It's a horse.
Oh, that's right. They have the.
Oh, my gosh.
They Boise got to move on because the Gator can't
Buster
beat
Bronco.
A Buffalo, can he?
Oh, the Broncos. No. The Boise State Broncos.
Buffalo's going to step on
it. I'll
right?
tell you this. Buster Bronco looks like a dumbass. Look at him. He looks like a dumbass. He looks like an idiot.
Yeah, that's not good.
He does.
I agree, Buffalo.
Buffalo?
Buster.
I think the Buffalo, don't you guys agree, is probably stepping on the alligator?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Destroy
Look at him. Look at this dumbass. Looks like that one horse face you guys are talking about who played basketball.
Oh, Rebecca Lobo.
You know what? That's a really nice analogy.
There's Buster Bronco.
Look up Sarah Jessica Parker now.
Yeah, that's another one.
Yeah.
They look alike.
Who, her and Buster Bronco?
Yeah, her and Buster Bronco.
Wait, Buster
yeah,
Bronco from the Boise State Broncos.
Sarah Jessica Parker. There, right there. Identical.
Like that's
identical.
He said identical.
So they're the mask. So she's the mascot for Boise State?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Boise State, Sarah Jessica.
The mascot's
Parker.
Better looking.
So yeah. So now we've made the decision Sarah Jessica Parker is Boise State's mascot.
Yes.
All right. Back to our bracket. What do we think here?
Definitely the Bison.
Yeah.
The
Buffalo over the.
Buffalo, yeah.
Okay. And then Marquette against Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky's the Hilltoppers. I know that, but
the hell
I
is that?
I don't.
Marquette used to be.
I don't
the
know
Warriors,
what Marquette is actually.
I thought back in the day when, and I think they had to change.
Have you guys ever seen?
I'm looking
Western that. Kentucky's yeah. mascot. The unbelievable mascot.
Marquette is. They're a golden eagle. They're a.
Oh, that's right.
He looks kind of cool. He does look a little stupid, though.
This is Western Kentucky.
Oh,
mascot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big Red.
Oh, I
that's
like
what
him.
I was
yeah, you talk
oh.
about stupid.
What's oh,
the,
I like him.
Isn't that Grimace from McDonald's?
It looks like Grimace. Yeah, yeah it does.
It's Grimace, except for
but I
like
think,
a
yeah, I think Western Kentucky probably wins. I
would think.
Wait, who's he fighting?
A golden eagle.
Ooh, I don't know. So what is Grimace, though?
I don't know. I don't know what he is.
That's a hell of a beak. It's a hell of a beat. I don't know.
I think I don't
what
know what
is
he is.
Western.
You know what?
I'm saying the Golden Eagle.
I am too.
You
now.
Think?
What?
That
but what is that?
Stupid.
What is Big Red?
Big Red's a dumbass. I mean, he's
hold
cool.
On, what's that say at the bottom? So it says
Big Red is a mascot of Western Kentucky. It is a red furry being, I guess. What is what is it supposed to be?
You can't win as just a being.
Yeah,
no.
What?
Come on, guys.
Good thing he's amorphous.
Oh, he's a lovable creature.
Asexual and always lovable.
Did it say asexual?
It's a good thing to know that he's asexual. I'll be honest,
just because of that, fuck that. We yes, go the opposite way. Exactly.
All right, Marquette. Yes. Yeah,
I would like to see what Big Red's dick looks like.
I know, right? Well, it's
probably
horse cock. Probably yeah. horse cock. It's got Red Rocket.
yeah, exactly. All right, over to the Midwest region. Our last one here.
Purdue,
the Boilermakers against Grambling State and Montana State. I know Montana State's the Grizzlies. Grambling State, I think their logo's a big G.
Oh, guys, the Boilermaker, Purdue Pete, he's got a giant hammer.
Yeah,
oh,
he's got a giant hammer.
He's crushing them
against what?
Grambling State.
Grambling State.
I don't know what they are. Is it a tiger?
They are.
They might be the Tigers.
Yeah, it is a tiger. It is a tiger. I don't know, man.
I can't believe I just pulled that out.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, he looks like he's got some. Look up the Grambling State Tiger.
Plus, I think if you hit him in the head, it's not going to hurt him.
True. The Grambler State Tiger looks like he already got hit in the head by a hammer. I mean, look at this tiger right there.
Oh, boy.
He looks like he already got hit.
Oh, man.
That looks like a female tiger.
It does look like
a
female
tiger. He looks like he got a little. So we got a Boilermaker against a tiger, and then against, I believe, Montana State is the Grizzlies.
Oh, if it's a Grizzlies.
Yeah,
finished.
You
got to
go Grizzly, right?
Grizzlies, yes.
Look at the mascot. Look up mascot. Let's see. Oh.
He looks athletic.
He kind of looks like a puppet, though.
He kind of
looks like he's kind of arrogant.
He looks like a teddy bear.
Yeah. I'm taking him,
though. I agree with you, Chris. He's arrogant.
Yeah, we got to take him, though. We got to take the.
You don't think the
Boilermaker's
gonna
got
hit him
a weapon?
Over the head?
But
it's a grizzly bear.
A grizzly bear, yeah.
All right, fine.
He's strong. All right, Montana State upsets Purdue.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
And then we go. Again, we got another Aggie, the Utah State Aggies against the TCU Horned Frogs. I think I think that Utah State, no matter what an Aggie is.
You don't even have to look that up.
Is a Horned Frog poisonous?
I don't think so.
Utah State's logo is big blue. They're a big bull, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, we got to go.
Big bull.
Okay, Utah State. The Gonzaga Bulldogs against McNeese. I want to say they're like the Cowboys or something, but I don't know
McNeese
exactly.
Mascot is his name is Rowdy. He's a cowboy.
Gun.
I don't see a gun present. He looks a little.
Why can't they give him a gun?
He looks like he
got something.
Oh! There's an old picture of him. He's got a lasso. He's got
McNeese
a lasso.
Cowboys mascot.
Oh, he's got a good stash too.
Yeah,
he's got a good porn.
Oh
stash.
Wow,
the new one. He looks just kind of stupid.
Look at him.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
Who really looks stupid? From what team?
Rowdy.
McNeese.
Rowdy.
Here's what I'm gonna vote. I'm gonna vote. Yours was the dad. This is the kid.
Yeah.
That's not
the
good.
The kid.
It's
McNeese
up.
Against Gonzaga.
He got dropped on his head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Bulldogs.
I think so too. Ankle biter. Ankle biter.
Okay,
Jayhawks.
The Kansas Jayhawks against, again, the Samford Bulldogs, I'm pretty sure.
What's a Jayhawk, though? Is that big?
I don't know.
He looks stupid.
I'm going to probably have to
the
go.
Jayhawk looks really stupid.
And the Jayhawk. And
look
then
at his eyes. He looks like Snowbird.
Yeah, he does. In a couple of those.
Do we got school tomorrow, please?
Yes.
Oh, he's an actual Bulldog. Oh, no.
No, he's not.
He's a big Bulldog.
Are we doing Bulldog against Bulldog?
I think it's going to happen.
What happens there?
It is going to be Bulldog.
I guess
Bulldog.
We just have to do what they actually look like.
Yeah,
actual
pictures.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
I can go with that one.
Okay. Oh, and then this is a heavyweight matchup here.
Is that a
look
Gamecock?
At this one. The South Carolina Gamecocks against the Oregon Ducks. So a chicken basically against a duck.
But those Gamecocks, aren't they even fucking
they're nasty.
Mean?
Yeah,
ducks
they're nasty.
They're nasty.
Oh, wait. What's
South
his name?
You get a cockfight.
Oh, yeah. His name is Sir Big Spur. So I was actually going to mention this because back when like cockfighting was a thing, they would put metal spurs on the back of these chickens' talons, and they would just garrote each other and slice the throat of
they
the
still
other
do this
chicken.
In the Dominican.
And I think in the logo, he has a spur on his
ooh.
Leg, and I think he has him. Look, he's got him on his.
You
got
to go South Carolina.
I think South Carolina. Yeah,
you got to.
that fucking duck is going to get absolutely.
Yeah, he will. He will.
Yeah.
I don't completely change the subject. You look like you're drinking pea soup.
Yeah, that's what it does. Pea
Chris
soup.
Said
you're
it
right.
looked like vomit.
Okay. I digress.
What is it, Jubba? Matcha
it's
lemonade?
It's a matcha lemonade. It's pretty good. It's okay. Good for my liver.
All right, our last few matchups here. Number 3, Creighton, the Blue Jays against the Akron Zips.
What the hell is a Zip?
A kangaroo, I believe.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I think it's a kangaroo.
They'll kick
and then,
the shit out of
Creighton. I think they're...
They are the Blue Jays.
I don't know what their mascot looks like.
Hey, look at the... Go Google the Akron Zips logo. He looks like
mascot?
A dumbass.
Oh, man. Look at Creighton's mascot.
Yeah, but look at...
He even has eyelashes. Yeah. What the fuck is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, but look at the Zips logo.
Akron
he looks like an idiot.
Mascot.
He looks like a dumbass.
What the fuck is that?
Look at him. He looks like a Muppet.
He's not, you know.
It's like a pseudo bear.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's winning.
Listen, bullshit.
He's not winning.
No, I just.
A Blue Jay would beat a kangaroo.
That mascot
right there.
Angry.
Never seen a kangaroo?
That mascot right there couldn't beat a wet paper bag.
I'll be honest. Here's the deal, though. I'm with Jared. So we're 2-on-2 right now. How do we decipher on the win?
Should we call, like, who should we call?
Phone a friend.
Who should we call?
There you go. Yeah.
Give me somebody to call. Should I call Matt?
No.
Yeah, let's call
Strong
Matt.
Kangaroo.
He'd give you his honest opinion.
Let's call Matt.
I mean, you saw that one video of that guy just punching a fucking...
He did.
Look at him.
Get his dog back.
Hey, fucking, yeah. He had his dukes up. Uh-huh. He was like, fuck this. He fucked him up. No, I'd take that
look,
Blue
look at
Jay.
That fucker, though. Wow.
Yeah, look
He's
at him.
He's all piped out.
But this isn't the mascot. This is
true.
Real thing.
Yeah,
that's
you're
a
right.
Good point.
Hey, Matt.
What's up?
Hey, we're on the podcast right now, and we're doing a March Madness bracket based on the team's logos and Jared,
yeah, the mascots.
Or the team's mascots, and right now we're between the Akron Zips. If you want to, like, Google him, he's a kangaroo that looks really stupid. Right. And then we're against the Creighton Blue Jays, which are the Blue Jay in theory would lose, but the mascot itself looks way more hardcore than this.
And Blue Jays are aggressive.
Dumb
too.
Looking,
yeah.
Dumb looking
the kangaroo.
Kangaroo
looks really stupid. I agree.
So is your vote with Creighton?
Yeah, I mean, are you saying who would win in a battle?
Yeah,
yeah,
in a fight.
They got to fight just in a ring.
Well, I think the Blue Jay would probably rip the kangaroo's eyeballs.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. There you
Woo!
Go.
All right. Thanks,
Jared. We lost, Jared. We lost.
All right.
Bye.
We're going Creighton.
Yeah.
All right. So then in our last two matchups here, Texas, the Longhorns against CSU and UVA. UVA is the Cavaliers.
Ooh.
I don't even know what CSU that
is.
I think
it's Colorado State.
Yeah.
So
and it would be the Rams.
The Rams, yeah.
The Longhorn.
Longhorn's right?
Got to win by default.
What's UVA?
The Cavaliers, the Virginia Cavaliers.
Let me see if he's got a weapon.
I don't think they do, though. I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
I don't even know if they have a mascot.
He looks like a moron. Oh, wait. The Cavalier is a guy on... Oh, no, it's Virginia Tech. Never mind.
They're the Hokies. No, the Hokies, that's a chicken.
Wait. UVA,
or a turkey?
Wait, mm-hmm. UVA, I just Googled UVA and all I'm getting was...
They're the Cavaliers, right?
The Cavaliers.
Oh, yeah.
This guy.
Oh, wait, never mind.
This dickhead.
No, but look at the one on him and a horse. He's got a horse and a sword.
Got a Fu Manchu.
Look at that.
Oh.
I think he's the mascot, though. That might just be like a role player.
I don't know.
He's
on a football field. What do you mean a role player? He's on a football field.
Where?
Who's
right there,
this?
The one...
He's not.
That looks like the Philly Fanatic.
No, the one right there with the horse. Click on that one with the
Him.
Horse. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't.
What do you mean that's not a mascot?
But this
that's
is
a real guy.
This is a mascot.
Yeah, that's the mascot.
Well, what's look at the Mountaineer down there. I mean, that he's a real dude.
You know what? We would struggle with that if we're going
but
animated verse.
I don't know which one it is. I think he's the official mascot.
Yes.
All right.
I think that's fine.
He doesn't have a weapon.
Cavman.
So we'll
you
go.
Gotta go Texas.
Yeah.
You ever seen Bevo?
Fucker's big.
All right.
Bevo.
He'd gore you.
Texas. What's his name? Yeah, Yeah, there he is.
He doesn't look aggressive.
Bevo.
I guess he could get pissed, couldn't he?
Fuck yeah.
He could break your ribs like that.
You.
He'd break your ribs like
he'd
that.
Like your buddy.
Rider.
No doubt.
And this might be the best matchup we've had so far. Our last one, number 2 Tennessee, the Volunteers against the St. Peter's Peacocks.
What's a volunteer?
A dog.
Yeah, Smokey. Mm-hmm. It's Smokey.
Look what he looks
he
like.
Looks like, well, he's like a blue tick hound.
The peacock.
I don't either.
Smoky Tennessee.
They got nice, pretty feathers.
I was going to say, I think all it does is it broadens out to make itself intimidating. Yeah. Right?
Here's Smoky. Smoky can be kind of Smoky's cool. Real, and he's he can be that kind of
here's
mascot.
Smoky's hanging out at the Pine Room.
I tell you what, I like Smoky a lot. All right, St. Peter's
mascot.
Oh, he looks a little mean.
Yes, he does.
I think I'm taking Smokey,
though. I don't
know.
I think Smokey beats him on a one-on-one.
Yeah.
I don't think he's here. Got – I don't think he's – oh, he's distressed.
That was probably last year.
That's going to full – I don't know how many rounds he's – but it's
you know, that's a good point.
To the death.
That's a good point.
I mean
– he's got a peacock chest.
I know I would root for St. Peter's, but because we – what's the other one?
Tennessee.
Smokey.
Yeah, Smokey.
We do get too many dogs in here, so I would root for St. Peter's.
I'm for moving St. Peter's.
Oh man, come on! Look at Smokey though.
Because what happens? Like, can you?
I don't want to watch Smokey die though. I would rather him get beat by a peacock. He's probably
we don't have. They don't have to die.
Yeah, but
they?
If he goes up against a grizzly bear, he's going to get mauled.
I apologize, guys, but we cannot have our fucking heartstrings involved.
Right.
We cannot have our heartstrings involved.
Leave emotion out of it.
Emotion out of it.
All right.
I think Smokey's got to win. Right.
Who are you for, Jeff?
I think I'm going to have to go. It's a dog. I think Smokey, if he gets a hold of it, it's done.
Are we split again? Do we call somebody else?
We got a phone friend.
Do we call somebody else? Who should we call? Who's
some
on
call
list?
Soup. Call Soup.
Oh,
he'll
Soup
go.
Will give us some. All right. Well, I guess I'll call Soup.
All right. That's fine. We have our last matchup here.
Hi, this is Brian Campbell.
Whoa.
Oh, he big timed
us.
Hold
on. Let's try again. Maybe he's on Do Not Disturb.
Hi, this is Brian Campbell.
Oh, his phone's dead.
His phone dead?
Who should I call? Who should I call?
Call Cooley.
All right. I'll call Cooley. Let's call Cooley.
He might be asleep.
Yeah.
Here we go. Cooley.
Coach is announcing. He probably.
What's he doing?
If he doesn't answer, I say we call Nardone.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're doing a bracket challenge here on the podcast, and we're doing it based on what the mascot looks like. So I need you to real quick.
It's our last one.
I need you to Google something. Google Tennessee's mascot, which is Smokey. He's like a blue tick hound dog. He's like a dog with floppy ears. And then get that on your phone and then Google St. Peter's Peacocks and Google that mascot.
And Coles, just to be very clear, Coles, you go against either one of these fuckers, it's on you. 100%.
Yeah, this decides who moves on.
I'm going to go.
I think that's
Peacock. Peacock. Peacock,
no
peacock
way.
It is.
Yes.
Jared, I tell you, these phone of friends isn't good for us.
Good job, Coles. Good job,
good
Coles.
Job.
How does Smokey lose?
Yeah, he didn't bring his
my,
A game.
My Vols.
You know
all
what?
Right.
St. Peter's.
St. Peter's
what?
It is.
He was looking past St. Peter's.
He was.
He was.
Yeah. He was. He was looking at Texas already.
All right. Well, there we go.
So there is our first round of the
So what will we do next week?
Mascot
get to the
Madness.
Final four?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, the final
right
four.
Out to the final four.
Yeah, yeah. So here, I may have to take a picture of this so we don't lose it.
Well, I'll just leave it up and then we'll do it.
Yeah, we'll leave it here for next week.
All right,
folks.
Well,
your official
good
mascot
stuff.
Madness from the Pine Room.
And I think that pretty much brings us to the end here because it's getting late. But we appreciate you watching episode 102. Hopefully you had fun. Be nice to people. Yep. Don't be a dick out when you're getting your McDonald's. And then if you want to follow along the bracket challenge, make your own bracket and let us know who you think would move on mascot-wise, who you think is the tougher mascot, if you think the Peacock would beat Smokey. But that's it. Make sure, real quick before we get off, mark your calendars for May 4th. You're going to hear the ad during the mid-roll of this podcast. May 4th, the North Atlantic Beer Mile. You can go sign up right now at waterfronthall.com/fest. $40 per person, $100 for a four-man team. So if you get four people together, you're going to cut the cost down a lot. So get four people together, come and run. It's going to be a blast. If you don't want to run, you can come to General Mission and just hang out and watch the race, watch the bands, the DJs. We're going to be watching the Kentucky Derby. We're live streaming it. on our platforms at the Pine Room Studios. We're going to do like a Macy's Day Parade. We're going to have flowers on our set. It's going to be it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome.
We'll be in suits.
It's going to be such a fun time. We can't wait for you to come join us. The Pine Room Studios, North Atlantic Beer Mile at Waterfront Fest. Get your tickets now. Mark your calendars. It's going to be a blast. But until next time, we'll see you all here back in the Pine Room.
Peace.
Later.
Later.
Peace.